Good morning and Merry Christmas. Welcome to the Friday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Limler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, on this Christmas morning, we're continuing through the devotional journal, Almost Heaven, Devotions for the Journey Home. Today's topic is a home with peace. It's interesting that of all the topics in the book, and so many of them were definitely appropriate for Christmas being the birthday of Jesus, at least our celebration of it. Today's topic is peace. One of the messages to the shepherds was that a Savior had been born, a baby had been born that would bring peace to all men upon whom God's favor rests. I wrote in the devotional, it seems like many people really desire peace, but very few are willing to quit fighting in order to find peace. It seems like there's always something that we want that someone else has. There's always something that we're fighting for or someone we're fighting against. And while it's true that the peace that God promises, the peace that God gives, is not necessarily an absence of conflict. In fact, many times his peace is a peace that resides within us in the midst of conflict. But part of what God's peace within us does is it removes us from our part of the conflict. It makes us right with Him. You see, there is no greater peace than having peace with God. We can attempt to come to terms of peace with every person in this world. If all of the nations would miraculously be at peace with one another, no conflict between people at all, we would still not really be living in peace if we did not have peace with God. There would always be an internal conflict within us as our spirit recognizes an absence of its creator. And so as we spend time today talking about a home with peace, we recognize the home that God is preparing for us, the home that God has sent Jesus from to spend time on this earth, is a home of peace. And God's desire in sending Jesus to be born as a baby, to live a perfect life, to be crucified, to be buried, and rise from the dead, was so that He could bring peace to us in a way that we could never accomplish on our own. Jesus told a story, a parable, really challenging people. He says, suppose a king is coming towards you with 20,000 soldiers, and you add up everything you have, and well, you're doing good to even try to muster up 10,000. The army against you is twice as large as yours. Jesus asks, will you not, while that enemy is a long ways off, send a delegation to seek terms of peace? And the question is asked in such a manner to automatically assume that the answer is, of course I will. And he says, in the same manner, will you not surrender everything to be his disciple? You see, when you're that vastly outnumbered, the only terms of peace that are likely to be offered is unconditional surrender. And when you see no other option, you're willing to accept those terms. Excuse me. And God says the peace that we need requires our unconditional surrender. There really is no other way to obtain it. We have no ability to be at peace with God outside of his terms. We don't have the power. We don't have the capability. We don't have what it takes. And in his story, he says, while the king is still a long ways off, I think as I think about that, I think that time is now. In contrast to the day that Jesus returns, when he comes near to us again, it's not that he's far away. In fact, God says that his spirit dwells within his children. His presence is with us. But his home is still awaiting us. And while we journey toward that home, he calls us to be at peace, to surrender fully to him, to live a life at peace with one another as far as it depends upon us. You see, even when another person desires to live in conflict, it doesn't mean that we have to. We can be at peace with God. We can, in a sense, make our peace with others. It doesn't mean we like everything that's happening. It doesn't mean we agree with everything that's happening. Means we recognize that God has settled everything and has the power and the ability to settle the conflict that we find ourselves in, because he's already settled the greatest conflict that existed, the conflict between death and life, the conflict between us and him. As you spend time today, I pray that you're able to celebrate with family, with friends, with loved ones. Whatever that looks like, for some families it will look very different than other years. For other families it will be similar. But in the midst of the celebration, in the midst of this COVID-19 style of living, God calls to each one of us and says, I'm calling you to live in a home with peace as you prepare for a home with absolute peace. There is so much that our world fights about, they argue about. Our nation is in the midst of a great division, as we decide that we have to choose a side. And it seems like everything is being manipulated in a way that demands that you choose a side. And God says to choose peace in the midst of all of it. To lift up Jesus, to honor him, to live a life that's surrendered to the good news. And it's difficult, I know. If you spend any time on social media, it's a constant bombardment. Conflict, of back and forth on this is what happened and this is what happened and this is what you ought to do and no, this is what you ought to do and you guys are idiots and you guys are idiots and it goes on and on. And sometimes I look at it and I step back and I say, you really are wanting the same thing. You're just not listening to each other. And it's not always true that sometimes the agendas are very different. But sometimes we're just so caught up in having chosen sides that we fail to see the people. We fail to be at peace as far as it depends upon us. Because we're so easily drawn into the fray. This Christmas, you have the opportunity to remember, to pause and celebrate the birth of Jesus, to recall the message of peace that was given to all. The question is, what will you do with it? This coming Sunday, I have the privilege of sharing a message on the gift of wisdom. I'll be sharing it at the Deer Run Church of Christ. And it really becomes the application of the good news of Christmas. It's taking what we know about Jesus, it's taking the things that we celebrate about Jesus, and it's asking the question and providing the answers, how then shall we live? And part of that answer is found in today's devotion, as we live in a home of peace. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you for this day that we celebrate Jesus. A day we set aside and we gather with loved ones, with friends, with family. And even in the midst of a COVID-19 situation that has brought about so much change and restrictions and different ways of doing things, we still seek out ways to connect. And Father, as I think about the creativity of people in today's world, finding ways to stay in touch and to communicate, and I think of you wanting to show your love to mankind. And doing so in such a way that you send your Son to live among us. To love, to serve, to heal. But ultimately to die so that we would not have to. To pay the penalty for our sins so it would not fall upon us. To bring peace between us and you. To offer peace to all who would receive it. So, Father, today as we celebrate the birth of Jesus, may we be reminded that our task is to surrender. To accept your terms of peace come to you through Jesus, to live life in such a way that He becomes central in all that we think and all that we do and all that we say. Father, for those that are feeling more alone this Christmas than ever before because of COVID, I pray that a sense of peace that surpasses understanding would just embrace them. Continue to give us wisdom in how to love and care for people, and how to share the good news of peace. Fathers, I continue to pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities. I pray that we would set better examples for them than we ever have before in regards to being at peace with one another. That they would see in us how to resolve conflict, how to love people who are different from us, who think differently than us, that act differently, that believe differently. How to love people that we agree with and how to love people we don't agree with. Father, may our children see an example of a heart at peace with you. Father, may we not only set that example, but may we learn from our children as they often have fewer of those barriers that we've set up over time. As we watch the young ones play together, may we see the peace that exists in their world. And may we come to you, not only seeking that same peace between us and you, but learning how to have that peace with everyone around us. Father, may we live with a greater understanding of the value of listening. Father, as we seek your word, seek you within your word, may we spend the time to truly listen. And may the peace that we have with you be a peace that we learn to have with one another. Father, as we learn about the peace that is found in Jesus, may we take the wisdom that you give us, that you've promised to supply generously, and may we put that peace into practice. Father, help us. To love like Jesus, so that we would also have peace in the midst of conflict. And as we journey toward our heavenly home, may we journey with a greater peace than ever before. And in that peace, may we lift up Jesus so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Friday, Christmas morning, devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Merry Christmas and have a great day.